care option. Whether it's a neighborhood clinic, urgent care center, emergency room, or just staying home. 686-8773.
For the lighter side of local news, Recording Library of West Texas brings you The Lifestyle Show. Features from the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. We'll feature fun local stories about people in our community, plus columns such as gardening and food. The Lifestyle Show, Friday mornings at 6 and repeated Sunday nights at 7:30 and Thursdays at 4:30 a.m. on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 62 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, it will be cloudy with a low in the low 50s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 1 p.m.
Thank you for listening to Enabled this week. Opportunity Knocks. Actually, it's Opportunity Magazine, a publication of National Industries for the Blind that will be coming your way. I have selected two articles to share with you. The first is about how products made by people who are blind are helping military families. The second is about a desert oasis for people who are blind. And now that first article, Supporting Military Families is the headline. NIB's Military Resale Program not only creates jobs for people who are blind, it supports military personnel and their families. This article was written by Sharon Horrigan, and once again it's from the National Industries for the Blind. The article starts, two of the best perks available to military personnel, retirees, and their families are the commissaries and exchanges found on military bases. Commissaries, the equivalent of grocery stores, and exchanges, the equivalent of a department store, sells goods at substantial savings, helping military members, retirees, and their families stretch their budgets. Products produced in NIB's military resale program have been included on those commissary and exchange shelves since the 1950s. The MR products, now once again that MR stands for military resale, the MR products made or packaged at our participating agencies are sold in military commissaries and through the exchanges. This is a quote from Anne Marie Wallace, who is director of the military resale program at NIB. And once again, the NIB is the National Industries for the Blind organization. The commissary benefit, originally available only to officers, was expanded to include enlisted personnel 153 years ago. The Defense Commissary Agency, or it's abbreviated D, small e, capital C, capital A, I'm going to pronounce it DECA, the Defense Commissary Agency oversees commissaries for all branches of the military, purchasing all of the goods sold in the 236 commissaries located in the United States and around the world, and providing grocery items at substantial savings. Here's a quote, it's a great benefit for those in the military and their families, says Wallace. It also represents a great partnership for the 18 NIB-associated nonprofit agencies that comprise the military resale program. And she continues, the program employs 400 people who are blind across those agencies, notes Wallace. This is Anne Marie Wallace, who's director of the military resale program for NIB. She continues, not only that, many people working in the program have disabilities in addition to blindness, which can often make it even more difficult to find a job. Nearly 1,000 unique items, including ironing board covers, oven mitts, latex gloves, and kitchen scrubbers, to name just a few, over 1,000 unique items are made or packaged by NIB-associated agencies participating in the MR program and sold in commissaries. We have a home care section, a kitchen section, a gourmet section, and a gadget center, says Wallace. These sections comprise the MR line. Because commissaries are considered mission essential, DECA is considered mission critical, they have remained open throughout the pandemic, as have NIB-associated agencies in the military resale program. Here's a quote. The agencies did experience some supply chain issues, but for the most part, they did what they needed to do to keep their programs running, says Wallace. The Chester County Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, that's abbreviated the CCABVI, the Chester County Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired in Pennsylvania, for example, was proactive in responding to supply chain issues, she says. They worked with their suppliers on the fly to keep their program running. Small but mighty. And keep it running they did. CCABVI has been making items for the military resale program for 30 years. Here's a quote, we've employed up to 30 people in that textile division, says Executive Director Chad Thomas, although the division is currently down to 5 employees due to retirement and attrition. The military resale division makes ironing board covers, laundry bags, kitchen towels and dishcloths, oven mitts, polishing cloths, and pot holders, working with 2 companies to ship the products to commissaries around the world. Military resale textiles, says Thomas, give the agency the chance to train people who are blind in valuable job skills. Gene Butler, who was the MR division manager, is proud of the work they do. She says, I'm from a long-time military family and am behind the military 100%. I visited a commissary and was proud to see our products displayed there. As proud as she is of the agency's work supporting the military, she says, I am even prouder that we also employ veterans on the line. Lauren Mazzotta is a relative newcomer to the division, having joined CCABVI about 3 years ago. In that time, she has learned a great deal. She says, I love the work I do for the military resale program and the people I work with. I am happy that through my work, I can help support military families. Employee Christina Lapzinski, who lost her eyesight due to a stroke 3 years ago, also appreciates the work and the agency. She says, I love the job and the people here, but most of all, I am grateful that a place like this exists. I wouldn't have a job without it. A win-win. LCI, headquartered in Durham, North Carolina, runs 2 distribution centers, one in Las Vegas and one in North Carolina, and has 7 manufacturing plants in multiple states. As part of the military resale program, LCI, the name of the company, LCI produces Skillcraft, plastic and biodegradable flatware, mops, and brooms, among other products. Ann Kramer, a commercial account manager at LCI, was a military spouse for 20 years. She says commissary discounts helped her feed her young children a healthy diet during 2 tours in Germany. She said it's a win-win because it helps employ people who are blind and it benefits military families with quality U.S.-made products at excellent prices. Approximately 60 people who are blind work at an LCI manufacturing plant in Mississippi on the MR line Kramer represents. Here's a quote, I am so proud to work for an organization that is so passionate about its mission. That mission has kept the plant running during the pandemic with no slowdown in production. Here's a quote, we took extra safety precautions to stay open, and in cases where there were supply chain issues, all the agencies pulled together because we all share the same mission. All of our folks pitched in and said, we're going to do this. Pivoting in a pandemic. That ability to pull together, pitch in, step up, and adapt to change on a dime, or in a pandemic, is a common theme among NIB agencies. Carol Foreman, general manager of Alpha Point Queens, New York facility, says that employees were extremely willing to pivot when the pandemic hit, and the facility subsequently experienced supply chain challenges. Alpha Point in Queens, New York, packages latex gloves and makes cleaning items like the Skillcraft Speedy Scrubber, they call it, as well as brushes, brooms, and mops for the MR program. Foreman from the Alpha Pont program says they experienced raw material and latex glove shortages at the start of the pandemic, but never shut down. A quote, "We kept everyone busy by adapting and retraining people. And everyone was more than willing because they wanted to contribute to get the job done." It is a remarkable place to work. Foreman, who came out of retirement in January of 2020, just as the pandemic hit, to take the job at Alpha Point, says the Queens facility adopted COVID-19 safety measures before even the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention required them. He said, quote, "We were taking temperatures and requiring masks from the outset. We went over the top to keep our people safe." Aretha Mayers and David Brown, both employees in the military resale division at the Queens facility, agree that being able to contribute makes the work meaningful for them. Mayers, who worked other jobs before joining Alpha Point, feels she has found her match at the agency. Here's a quote, "I like the work and I fit in well here," she says. "I want to work here another 20 years. Brown, who has filled various roles over 12 years with the agency, recently returned to the glove line. A quote, "It's a vast improvement from when I worked on the line before," he says. "This line is more productive. We can process the product much faster now." Brown likes working at Alpha Point. A quote, "This company is invaluable to people who are blind. It provides us jobs, allows us to earn a living. People with disabilities want to contribute. Agencies like this allow us to do that. And for that, I am very grateful." Impulse buying at its best. Headquartered in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, IFB Solutions, Impulse Merchandise Program, falls under the MR line. The agency sources, packages, and distributes products for military commissaries through what they call the Impulse line. The employees are responsible for packaging and shipping items like the packs of straws that shoppers see hanging in the grocery aisle near the soda pop. Here's a quote, "We get hundreds of products and our employees package them as part of the Impulse program," explains Julie Cooper, IFB Solutions Senior Manager of Military Markets. Packaged at the agency's Asheville, North Carolina facility, Impulse products range from pet leashes to birthday candles. Here's a quote, "We've packaged plungers, apple dippers, onion choppers, vegetable peelers, turkey basters, baby bibs, and straws. We currently have more than 400 different products in the program," Cooper notes. Impulse products are shipped to commissaries around the world. Like other NIB agencies, the IFB Solutions Company and the Impulse program experienced some supply chain issues when the pandemic first hit. Here's a quote, "We were fortunate, though, to have backup sources for many of our products," says Cooper, who adds that the commissaries have seen an increase in foot traffic since the start of the pandemic. Started in 1998 at IFB Solutions Winston-Salem location, the Impulse program, which employs about 35 people who are blind, has been in Asheville for more than 20 years. Denise McKinnon Dake is one of those employees. She started out sewing military ponchos and coveralls, and then she worked for a time in the IFB Solutions Community Low Vision Center. She learned about an Impulse job opening about 18 months ago, and she knew she had found her niche. A self-proclaimed introvert, McKinnon Dake says the job is perfect because she can work independently, picking and packaging products, and set her own pace. She also likes the exercise she gets through the job. But even introverts need encouragement every once in a while. Here's a quote, "One of the great things about working here is that we encourage each other. We are good for each other, and that lets us all rise to the challenge," says McKinnon Dake. Only people who are blind should put limits on what we can and cannot do, and there is not much that we cannot do. Employee Lisa Berry also likes to keep moving, and the picking and packing she does for the Impulse program fits the bill. Berry joined IFB Solutions in Asheville about 6.5 years ago, and like McKinnon Drake, she started out sewing, but eventually found her way into the Impulse program. She says, "I love the work I do. It gives me and my coworkers purpose, and it also allows us to be ourselves." Lisa Berry, whose daughter is in the Air Force, is also proud to be able to support the military. Here's a quote. "When she was in basic training, everyone was given kit bags. We make them here, and told that they were made by people who were blind," Berry recalls. "My daughter told everyone that her mother works for that company." Berry admits that she makes her daughter take pictures of the Impulse products in the commissary. She says, "I like to say, look, I packaged that," she adds with a laugh. DECA's invaluable support. At the end of the day, DECA's long-term support of the MR program has fueled continual growth and expanded employment over the years. Here's a quote. "They are really supportive of us," says LCI's Kramer. "They allow us to bring our products into the stores, and whenever possible, we'll use our items first." Wallace says that without DECA's support, the MR program would not have seen the growth in sales that it has the last 5 years, growth that translates into jobs. "DECA's support has allowed us to meet our mission to create meaningful employment for people who are blind or visually impaired." The quote continues, "It's a great partnership supporting the military and people who are blind," she says. "In fact, we just added a new product line for military service members and their families. DECA's support for us is outstanding. Without it, we would not have the sales growth we've experienced, which means more jobs for people who are blind, and that is what we are all about." And once again, that DECA stands for the Defense Commissary Agency, and the MR program that they're referring to is a military resale program at both commissaries and exchanges on military bases. If you're interested in learning more, I have some contact information for you. The National Industries for the Blind, you heard article from the Winter 2021 Opportunity Magazine. Their website is www.nib.org. They're located at 3000 Potomac Avenue in Alexandria, Virginia. Their phone number is 703-310-0500. And don't forget that name brand Skillcraft. Look for it. The next article I have for you from Opportunity Magazine is from the section called Agency Spotlight. The headline is Desert Oasis. In the eastern Mojave Desert, the Blind Center of Nevada has dealt itself a winning hand by nurturing the artistic talents of people who are blind and creating a venue to showcase those talents. This was written by Rosemarie Lally. Since its founding in 1955, NIB-associated nonprofit agency, the Blind Center of Nevada, located in Las Vegas, has focused on helping people who are blind adapt to vision loss. But the center has also helped members develop their creative potential through a variety of social service programs focused on the arts. Empowering Talent. The Blind Center's Strong Performing Music Program offers beginning and advanced classes on keyboard, guitar, and ukulele. Creating music together is an empowering, unifying experience, explains Communication Director Gustavo Garcia, a musician who developed the curriculum in the year 2015. He teaches beginner classes several times a week for groups of 6 to 15 people. After mastering the basics, students can move on to advanced classes, generally one-on-one sessions with Garcia. The pinnacle of achievement in the instrumental music program is an invitation to join what's called the Broken Spectacles. This is the name of the center's performance band, which plays an eclectic mix from alt-rock to Latin jazz to pop. The group has entertained audiences at popular local spots, including the House of Blues, the Hard Rock Cafe, and the Suncoast Hotels and Casinos in the Las Vegas area. Here's a quote, "It doesn't matter how good you are on your own," he tells his band members. "When you bring it together in the band, you learn to carry each other." Musical talent also shines in the center's choral group. This is called Blind Allegiance. It's a group of about 25 singers led by Jane Harvey, and she comes from singer Gladys Knight's Saints Unified Voices. Blind Allegiance, and that's the name of the choral group, Blind Allegiance frequently performs at events and casinos and also has what they call an elite choir. Here's a quote, "The advanced music programs are great for helping people understand they can accomplish whatever they set their minds to," Garcia says. He continues, "If you can take it one step at a time, which all music requires, you can conquer your fears and excel at anything. Take the first step. You never know where that journey will take you." For those who aren't musically inclined, the center offers classes that allow students to create in various media, including leather, metal, and foam. Because its in-demand beginner's ceramic class has always had a waiting list, teacher and artist Sherry Thomas added a second weekly class to accommodate the overflow. Each class has about 20 students. Participants in smaller advanced classes learn to sculpt, build, fire, and glaze ceramics, working independently on their own projects with supervision from Thomas. Some of the resulting works have been entered in art shows or sold in Etsy shops. Event venue works in tandem with the arts program. The agency's art program got a huge boost in 2008 with the opening of what's called Visions of Greatness Center. This is a 36,000 square foot building designed to serve the needs of people who are blind. Developed with an eye toward promoting synergy between private rentals and programs fostered by the center, the flexible, open design offers a large social space, two bowling lanes, and a spacious game room and lounge. This is the Visions of Greatness Center. Most importantly, it provides a stage, rehearsal space, and recording studio for the performing music program, classrooms for its ceramics and pottery programs, and state-of-the-art kitchen facilities that house a new culinary arts academy. Before the pandemic, the contemporary space was frequently rented for corporate and social events such as conferences and wedding receptions, Garcia says, with the Broken Spectacles, which is the band, and the Blind Allegiance group often booked as well, providing income to those performers. The events business also gives the culinary program an opportunity to showcase its catering expertise. Culinary Basic Training. Initiated in 2018 with the arrival of Le Cordon Bleu trained chef, whose name is Gerald Ward, the culinary program's goal is to help people who are blind develop cooking skills while being mindful of their surroundings in the kitchen. Professional Chef Ward takes a disciplined approach to teaching, allowing only 7 students in each of 4 classes. The curriculum includes a 16-week syllabus with weekly tests that students must pass to advance to the next lesson. Ward emphasizes the need to master the material and understand kitchen hazards. Sensitive to the challenges of his students, Ward often wears a blindfold or glasses that simulate vision impairment. He says, "I try to adapt my approach to how the students experience things," he explains. "If you're not comfortable, you can't be safe." The basic culinary class starts in a smaller kitchen equipped with individual workstations with stovetops for each student. Students learn to make hot breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, featuring wraps, salads, sandwiches, and various cuts of meat, as well as cutting skills. While students initially use knife guards to prevent injury, they eventually shed those guards as they gain proficiency. Ward says no students had burned themselves and only one accidentally cut himself. Here's a quote. "He was trying to chop things the way I do. I told him, I have to be me and you have to be you. We all have different ways of doing things. Developing career skills. For students interested only in learning to safely cook for themselves, Ward offers a follow-up crockpot class focusing on healthy, slow-cooked meals. For those interested in further honing their skills, he offers an advanced Cuisines and Cultures class, exploring foods from around the world, where students learn to make signature dishes such as Jamaican curry, Japanese stir-fry, and Mexican tamales with salsa verde. Students completing the advanced class can take what's called Introduction to Catering and learn to create the nutritionally balanced menus used for roughly 800 breakfasts and lunches that are served to center members free of charge each week. Catering students also learn to serve a plated meal and set up a buffet. In addition, catering students prepare and assemble prepackaged meals with fresh fruits and vegetables for members who can't come to the center. On Fridays, Chef Ward and volunteers deliver 4 days worth of prepared meals to those members who become extended family. Ward considers knowing each person's name and allergies to be part of his job. The culinary program also provides catered lunches for groups renting out that space that's called the Visions of Greatness Center, and also for off-site events. Ward estimates approximately 60 people have graduated from the program, with some now employed in the center's catering operation, while others have gone on to employment outside the program. Here's a quote, "The best part of working here is the sheer enjoyment of helping someone develop a skill they thought they couldn't master, or regain a skill they thought they'd lost when they lost their eyesight," Ward says. "Some members have been told they can't do things because they're blind, but you can do anything you put your mind to, and they do." Before the pandemic, the culinary program was a big part of the center's social life, serving holiday dinners for members and hosting several cook-off competitions each year. One of Ward's post-pandemic ambitions is to include a new class on baking and pastry. Such plans for the future are just one more facet of the center's winning approach to helping people who are blind joyfully express their creativity while also developing employment skills and credentials. And once again, this article was written by Rosemary Lally, and it's taken from a publication called Opportunity Magazine for the winter of 2021. The contact information, National Industries for the Blind. Their website is www.nib.org. Their phone number is 703-310-0500. And to summarize today's program, you heard about the military resale program sponsored by the National Industries for the Blind, and how they supply commissaries and exchanges on military bases around the world. So if you are connected to the military, shop in those commissaries and look for products made or packaged by people who are blind. Especially look for the Skillcraft brand. And of course, if you happen to be in Las Vegas, stop in at the Blind Center of Nevada for a tour. That was the desert oasis you heard described. To end the program today, I have a quote for you to think about. "The desert tells a different story every time one ventures on it." This was said by Robert Edison Fulton Jr. He's an American inventor and adventurer. He is known for having traveled around the world on a motorcycle in 1932. Robert Fulton Edison Jr. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
Need help? Know someone who does? If you or someone you care about are feeling overwhelmed with emotions like sadness, depression, or anxiety, or you feel like you want to harm yourself or others, call 911. Call the Disaster Distress Helpline at 800-985-5900 or call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233. Each week, hear an hour of informative news and reports. First, it's the AARP report, with readings from AARP Magazine and the AARP Bulletin. AARP publications cover stories that include health, lifestyle, celebrity biographies, and senior employment issues. Then it's Diabetic News, with readings from Diabetes Magazine, Diabetes Self-Management, and more. Hear the hour-long block of the AARP Report and Diabetic News, Thursdays at 4 a.m. and 10 a.m., and Sundays at 6 p.m. from Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 65 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, it will be cloudy with a low in the mid-50s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Penae McBride, and I will be reading Women's Health here on Sight Into Sound Radio. The first article today comes from Women's Health Magazine, the March 2021 issue. Stronger Together. These dynamic duos are proof that you can get a complete workout in just four moves. National Buddy Workout Day. Some things are just better as a team, like peanut butter and jelly, or face serum and moisturizer. And that's doubly true when it comes to resistance training. There are certain moves that, when combined, lead to greater gains than either exercise can offer on its own. Power couples include those that teach one muscle to work in two different ways, such as stretching and contracting, as well as combos that target opposing muscles, think biceps and triceps. Certified trainers and real-life pals Charlie Atkins, CSCS, and Roxy Jones, CPT, program workouts this way for clients because it's simple yet incredibly effective. We pair exercises that complement each other, meaning if there's a push, there's got to be a pull, says Atkins. By doing so, they create full-body routines with just a few moves. We hit all the muscle groups, says Jones. That's why this 10-minute workout, co-created by Atkins and Jones exclusively for Women's Health in celebration of National Workout Buddy Day, is the total package. The push-ups and rows strengthen your chest and back, while the squats and bridges target your glutes and hips, plus quads and hamstrings. The fifth move, active recovery, icing on your combo cake. If you're exercising at home alone now, find a friend to sweat with you remotely. The extra accountability, even via FaceTime, is a major motivator to give it all you've got. Jones says, here are the virtual high fives. Time to sweat. You don't need equipment for this sequence, but you will need a timer that serves as healthy competition to keep you engaged. So let the countdown begin. Number one, glute bridge. Lie face up with your legs bent, feet flat on the floor, and your arms by your sides. Raise your hips until your body forms a straight line from your knees to your shoulders. Squeeze your glutes at the top, then lower your butt back down. That's one rep. Number two, push-up. Start in a high plank. Engage your core. Bend your elbows and lower your body in one long line until your arms form a 90-degree angle. Reverse the motion to return to start. That's one rep. Squat. Stand with feet under shoulders and arms by your sides. Keeping your torso upright, push your hips back and bend your knees to lower your hips until your thighs are parallel to the floor. Clasping your hands in front of your chest. Return to start and squeeze your glutes at the top. That's one rep. Plank row. From high plank position, engage your core and lift your right arm off the floor, bringing your palm toward the side so that the bent elbow points up at the ceiling. Reverse the motion to return to start. Then repeat on the left side. That's one rep. Number 5. Seal jack. Stand with your feet together and your arms extended, straight forward in line with your shoulders, palms touching. At once, jump your legs apart and open your arms wide to the sides. Reverse the motion to return to start. That's one rep. Make every second count. Set your clock for 60 seconds. Perform 4 to 6 reps of each move, number 1 to 4, back to back. Do several jacks, which was number 5, for the rest of the minute. Reset and repeat for a total of 10 rounds. Get more gains. Interested in taking things up a notch? No problem. There are a couple of ways to make this workout more challenging. You can move faster without sacrificing your form so that you spend more time banging out seal jacks. To do so, you will transform the workout into a cardio burner, says Jones. Or if perfecting your technique is the aim, take twice as long to do each rep as you normally would, because the slower you go, the more muscle fibers you will engage. You won't get in as many jacks this way, but that's a-okay. And from Health Magazine, the special edition, Self-Care, the ingredients for health and happiness for winter and spring of 2021. The power of solitude. Most of us are hardly ever truly by ourselves, thanks to smartphones. But flying solo can be a potent form of self-care. When did you last spend time alone, like really alone, without texting, emailing, scrolling through Instagram, or listening to your favorite podcast? Can't remember? Join the club. As a species, we're naturally social. We evolved to live in packs for protection. But as a culture, we've become connection addicts. Don't believe it? A 2018 survey by Bank MyCell found that 69% of American women bring their phones into the bathroom. And when we're forced to be alone, our discomfort can be intense. From a 2014 study, University of Virginia researchers recruited 55 students to sit by themselves for 15 minutes in a lab. The participants were told they could push a button to shock themselves if they wanted to. One quarter of the women and two-thirds of the men were so twitchy they chose to do that rather than be alone with their own thoughts. A lack of solitary time is worrisome, says Robert J. Copeland, Ph.D., a researcher and professor of psychology at Carleton University in Ontario, Canada. Because solitude can bolster creativity, productivity, and happiness. It's good for empathy, too, because it helps us appreciate others more. And that's not all. University of Rochester researchers found that when people actively choose to be alone, it can offer relaxation and stress reduction, benefits that are hard to come by in our mile-a-minute lives. We know what you're thinking. Between work, chores, kids, and the demands of aging parents, it can be tough to find time to go to the bathroom, much less carve out time for solitude. But there are ways to do it, starting with making the bathroom a text-free zone. Here are 6 more tips for getting some much-needed alone time. Recognize your need. Feeling stressed, negative, or sad can be a sign of lack of solitude. I call it a loneliness, says Copeland. While loneliness is a feeling of disconnection from others, a loneliness is a feeling of disconnection from yourself. We place so little value on solitude that most people aren't even aware they have this need. Let those frazzled, fed-up moments be a clarion call to seclude yourself in a quiet park, a restaurant, or your very own bathtub, and spend a few minutes with nothing but your mind for company. Buy an alarm clock. Really, if you wake up with your phone alarm, the first thing you do in the morning is reach for your device. Then, if you're like most people, you check your social media or news feed. So your mind is being crowded by 200 voices or images before you've even had a shower, says writer Michael Harris, the author of Solitude, In Pursuit of a Singular Life in a Crowded World. Ease in. I've had women say, I tried to take a bubble bath without music on, but it made me feel worse, not better, says psychotherapist Amy Morin, LCSW, the author of 13 Things Mentally Strong Women Don't Do. But any new habit can be challenging in the beginning, so start small by listening to music or going to a movie by yourself. You could also spend 5 minutes alone on a beach during your lunch break, or wake up a few minutes earlier than usual and watch the sunrise, then gradually increase your alone time. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but it gets easier with time. Embrace idle moments. Do you ever pull out your phone whenever you're riding in an elevator or standing in a grocery store line? Try this. Don't. Every time you think, I have 90 seconds free, I could comment on that post, tell yourself, no, I'm going to stand here and let my mind wander, suggests Harris. Fear not, you type A's. This idle time can be surprisingly productive. Research shows that when you're daydreaming, your brain's default mode network becomes active, which allows you to make connections or have insights that aren't possible when you're consciously thinking and engaging your logical prefrontal cortex. That's why eureka moments often happen in the shower, says Harris. Have an if-then plan. Say you've decided to go to dinner by yourself, but you're worried you'll feel self-conscious sitting there solo. Bring a journal. So, if you're uncomfortable, you can jot down your thoughts, which allows you to stay immersed in your own mind. Or, if you'd like to be completely disconnected for a weekend, but you're anxious about being incommunicado, give friends, family, and colleagues plenty of advance warning. And entrust one or two loved ones with the responsibility of contacting you if it's absolutely necessary. See the value. Solitude can help you get to know yourself in new ways, which can make you a better partner, colleague, friend, daughter, or mom. When we're in the social milieu, we are often a little worried about what others are thinking about us, what we're wearing, how we look, the things we say, explains Harris. When you find time to be alone, it not only gives you a break from that imaginary chorus of criticism, but also allows you to mull over your thoughts and feelings. With news alerts and social media, we are bombarded by the aggregate opinions of the hive mind, says Harris. It's really only when you walk away from that and spend time alone that you can clarify what you believe. And doing so is actually much more valuable than you probably think. Having a host of unique opinions and a generally thoughtful perspective makes you a more interesting person, the kind of person others will want to be around, and the kind of person who likes and wants to spend more time with herself. You're listening to Women's Health on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight Into Sound on one of our specially tuned radios, channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices. You can also listen at your convenience on our archives page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. And now another article from the special edition of Health Magazine, Self-Care, Ingredients for Health and Happiness. Back to nature. Whether it's a weekend hike or a walk along the water, taking the time to get outside and immerse yourself in some new scenery is one holistic approach to self-care. It's only noon, and my nerves are thrumming. Buzzing from my phone announces the arrival of yet another alarming news headline, followed by an urgent text. My to-do list curls nearby. The sink is dripping ominously, nagging me to find a plumber. It's time for my go-to escape, a walk along our city's riverbanks. As I inhale the earthy scent of mud, my anxious thoughts settle down. Underfoot, green shoots push up through old leaves. Canadian geese loll in the spring sun. One struts closer and sticks his tongue out at my flustered dog. For the first time that morning, I laugh out loud. In these uncertain and, let's face it, overwhelming times, our minds are in constant overdrive. But a growing chorus of experts is reminding us of an ancient antidote to stress, nature. A 2019 study of 20,000 people found that spending 2 hours a week in nature was linked to a rise in feelings of well-being and life satisfaction. And these folks didn't have to go far. The majority of their outings took place less than 2 miles from home. 15-minute walks in green spaces have also been shown to boost mood and vitality. A body of research demonstrates that being in natural environments reduces the human stress response, says Lisa Nisbet, PhD and associate professor of psychology at Trent University in Peterborough, Ontario. Heart rate and stress hormones drop. The alpha brain waves associated with relaxation increase. In fact, just looking at pictures of greenery can be a respite. A 2015 study in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health found that looking at nature images helped subjects recover quicker from an anxiety-inducing math task. Time for that Yosemite screensaver. One reason nature is so restorative is that it can quickly bring us back to the present moment, says Nina Smiley, PhD, co-author of the book Mindfulness in Nature. The natural world stimulates all our senses at once, and that helps us to focus outward, clearing the mind and calming the body. This potent effect is good news for the mindfulness challenged like me. I struggled to follow my breath on a yoga mat, but I am instantly absorbed by a goldfinch in the echinacea. At the Mohonk Mountain House Resort in New Paltz, New York, Smiley coaches people on how to quiet their mental chatter while walking through the woods. The participants in her classes linger over the intricate patterns in a rock face and run their fingers through moss. She will ask them to close their eyes and take in the tapestry of sound that surrounds them. The wind, distant voices, a hawk's call. Such practices help cultivate what mindfulness experts call beginner's mind, a state in which you can experience the world afresh. It's like you've changed the channel. The world goes from black and white to color as you see it with new eyes, says Smiley. Courses like hers are sprouting up across the country, but you don't need a guide or an Edenic setting to experience nature mindfully. Simple focus of your attention and what's around you. It's a matter of intention, Smiley explains. You could observe a tree growing in New York City with the same awareness, even taking a moment to observe the different textures and variegated patterns of your potted succulent's leaves can help you relax. The more you notice, the more likely you are to experience a sense of awe. Nature is one of the best resources of this emotion, says Craig Anderson, PhD, a research scholar at Washington University in St. Louis. We feel awe when we encounter something vast in size, power, or complexity, and are pushed outside of our normal way of looking at the world. That's why you get goosebumps when you watch a whale surface from the depths, or you gaze down a seemingly endless canyon. Awe can also shift your perspective. Look up at the stars, thousands of light years away, and suddenly your reply-all email gaffe doesn't seem so shattering. For a 2018 study Anderson conducted with the help of the Sierra Club, veterans and at-risk youths participated in 1 to 5 day whitewater rafting trips. Those who reported the most awe during the adventure showed the greatest boost in well-being afterward. Wonder can be found almost anywhere, says Anderson. The dazzle of an ice-covered branch, the complex doings of an ant colony, spending time in nature leads to regular hits of such transcendence. Stash your phone, remove your earbuds, and bring real curiosity, he says. Of course, there are times nature is less than awesome, like when you're attacked by mosquitoes, or your socks are soaking wet, or maybe you're stuck inside, and the only nature you can see is through your window. If you've ever wondered why being at the seashore, or floating in a lake, or hiking along a stream feels so good, Science could explain that mood boost. The crashing of waves, the play of light, these things that hold our attention without any conscious effort. This allows us to recover from mental fatigue and frees our minds for creative thoughts, says Jenny Rowe, Ph.D., director of the Center for Design and Health at the University of Virginia, who studies the mental and physical benefits of these so-called blue spaces. According to Rowe, research shows that blue spaces can increase overall happiness, reduce stress levels, and make you more sociable. Taking some relaxation time around the water can also evoke powerful, mood-boosting feelings. Water has a quality of magic. When we were children, we all loved playing with water. We bring that sense of fascination into adulthood. Rowe recommends spending 10 minutes by a fountain near your office during a lunch break to create a mini vacation, for example. It's natural to have trouble easing into this practice and experience. Mark Coleman, a meditation retreat leader and author of Awake in the Wild, says such complications are a perfect opportunity to practice observation without judgment, another important tenet of mindfulness. First, acknowledge your discomfort, but then ask yourself, what else is happening? The sky is beautiful. The leaves on the trees glisten after the rain. You have the power to choose your response and shift your attention. It's a strategy we can all use in our everyday lives, too, as we learn to focus on the joy amid the chaos. We have come to the end of our program. I have been reading Women's Health. I'm Panay McBride, and this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
The City of Odessa Community Development Department is offering lawn mowing and roof repairing assistance for residents who meet income and age guidelines. To qualify for lawn mowing assistance, a person must reside within Odessa city limits, everyone in the household must be at least 65 years old or disabled, and be the homeowner. Residents must also have a total household income that does not exceed HUD low income limits. To qualify for the city's roof repair program, an applicant must reside within the city of Odessa, own the home in which they reside, and must be clear of any liens. Property taxes must have a balance of $150 or less. To qualify, a total household income cannot exceed HUD low income limits. For more information, contact the city's Community Development Department at 432-335-4820.
This week on the Recording Library of West Texas Radio's Saturday Night Movie, we continue our series of Oscar-winning films. Each week, we're selecting one audio-described movie from each decade leading up to this year's Academy Awards broadcast on April 25th. Saturday, we enter the 70s with the 1971 action thriller, The French Connection. It won the awards for Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Director, Best Film Editing, and Best Adapted Screenplay, and was nominated for three others.
All right, Popeye's here. Get your hands on your heads. Get off the bar and get on the wall. What's my name?
Popeye Doyle. If he doesn't like you, he'll take you apart. And it's all perfectly legal, because Doyle fights dirty.
You want to take a ride there, fat man?
And plays rough.
Anybody want a milkshake?
Doyle is bad news, but he's a good cop.
We're going now. Bye.
What about the last of Big Time Spenders? You make him?
No, you?
He's spreading around like the Russians are in Jersey. They say we stick around and give him a tail.
Our friend's name is Boca, Salvatore Boca, B-O-C-A. people downtown, they're pretty sure he pulled off a contract on a guy named DeMarco.
Man, that's not a drop. I'll open up a charge for you in Bloomingdale's. B-O-C-A.
Doesn't miss a second.
And then on our own, after working a whole day and night, we tail him to Brooklyn. And we sat on it for practically a week. Now, who do we come up with?
The French Connection. A millionaire exporter with a record too clean to be true. And Doyle knows it.